BBC News with David Austin. The president of Kyrgyzstan, Kormanbek Bakiyev, who's in hiding in the south of the country, says he fears he'll be killed if he returns to the capital, Bishkek. Mr. Bakiyev fled the city after an uprising earlier this week and was speaking to a BBC correspondent at a secret location in the city of Jalalabad.
If I were to turn up in Bishkek today, I would not be safe. I would be killed, or they would throw me into the crowd saying, "This is the man who ordered the police to open fire. He is responsible for the bloodshed."
Iran says it's developed a new type of centrifuge which it says will be 6 times more efficient at enriching uranium than those currently in use. Unveiling one of the new machines at a ceremony celebrating what Iran calls Nuclear Day, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said no one could stop his country from producing peaceful nuclear energy. The BBC's Tehran correspondent says the new technology will worry the West as it could speed up Iran's ability to make a nuclear bomb. The Islamist group in Somalia, Al-Shabaab, has closed down BBC radio relay stations in 5 cities in southern Somalia, including the capital, Mogadishu. In addition, they've ordered the BBC's partner station in Mogadishu, Horn Afrique, not to broadcast BBC programmes. Here's our East Africa correspondent, Peter Grester.
In a statement, Al-Shabaab said the BBC had been broadcasting the agenda of crusaders and colonialists against Muslims and ordered all the organisation's transmitters to be shut down. The BBC has been broadcasting its services in Somali, Arabic and English across the country on a series of FM frequencies for at least a decade, and surveys suggest it is one of the most widely listened to news services in Somalia. In response, the head of the BBC's Africa service, Jerry Timmons, said the organisation speaks to all sides in the conflict, including Al-Shabaab, and rejects any suggestion otherwise.
President Obama has ordered a report into an explosion at a coal mine in West Virginia, which killed at least 25 miners. Mr. Obama said he's praying for a miracle as rescuers continue to search for 4 miners still missing. Rising levels of methane gas have hindered rescue operations. Madeline Morris reports.
Monday's accident has brought to light a history of safety violations at the Upper Big Branch coal mine in West Virginia. Records show that in the last 18 months it was evacuated 64 times because of safety violations. It also received more safety warnings than the national average, but was allowed to continue to operate. Massey, the company which owns and operates the mine, has defended its safety record.
The oldest and longest-serving member of the United States Supreme Court has announced he's to retire. John Paul Stevens, who's nearly 90, is considered the leader of the liberal judges on the court. President Obama is expected to nominate a liberal-leaning judge to replace him. World News from the BBC. Pope Benedict is facing new allegations about his handling of cases of child abuse by paedophile priests. The Associated Press news agency says it's obtained a letter signed by the future Pope in 1985 when he was a senior Vatican official in which he resisted the dismissal of an American priest who'd sexually abused children. The letter speaks of concerns including what it calls the good of the universal church that it says should be considered when deciding the matter. The Vatican hasn't commented on the contents of the letter, but the Vatican spokesman said it wasn't strange that there were documents with the future Pope's signature on them. Russia is considering suspending the adoption of Russian children by people in the United States until the two countries conclude an international agreement on the conditions governing such adoptions. The proposed move follows the case of a 7-year-old Russian boy who was sent back unaccompanied from the United States after his adoptive family rejected him. Stephen Kingston reports.
The U.S. State Department says it's very troubled by the case of 7-year-old Artyom Saveliev, who arrived unaccompanied in Moscow on a flight from Washington. The Russian authorities say the boy was carrying a letter from his adoptive mother back in Tennessee, Tori Hansen. She reportedly wrote that the child had become violent and mentally unstable, and that she no longer wished to parent him. It's understood she took custody of Artyom last September. The U.S. authorities are investigating whether she committed a crime by sending her son back to his homeland.
Officials in Indian-administered Kashmir say they will, for the first time, allow foreigners to climb more than 100 high-altitude peaks later this year. The peaks that will be opened for trekking and mountaineering are situated at an altitude ranging from 3,000 metres to nearly 8,000 metres, mostly in the eastern Karakoram mountain range in the Ladakh region. The officials say that the move is an attempt to boost the province's tourism industry. And that's the latest BBC News.